With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. After a late start to the planting season, we'll have details on how the corn crop is progressing in North Dakota, but first a word from our sponsor.
Remember checking the markets back in the day? If you go way back, they moved about a nickel a year. It was up a penny, the word spread through party lines, and everybody revved up their single axes with no hoist and motored to town. Then came the 70s with a Russian grain deal, tandems and limit moves on the grains, 30 cents beans. The radio was just starting to have closes, and sometimes the 6 o'clock news had markets. Nowadays, almost everyone has semi, and you have text alerts from your favorite market analysis. Memories. Need seed? Think ProSeed.
According to the latest crop progress report from USDA, North Dakota's corn condition is rated at 1% poor, 20% fair, 64% good, and 15% excellent. Corn silking was at 59%. That's behind the 69% average. Tyson Rosenau farms in the Carrington area in central North Dakota and talks more about the condition of this year's crop.
From what I'm seeing and hearing, everything's looking pretty good. And like I said, maybe some areas needing some rain here. And if they don't get that soon, we could shave some top end off just because of some of the higher and drier ground that was put in due to the planting conditions. So, what that's looking like is what we're seeing out here as far as the corn quality.
He's hopeful we won't be seeing an early frost.
You know, that end of September time frame, I would say, is always a good one. Might be a little early this year for the corn, but from years past and talking about it, you know, once we get past that 50% milk line stage, pretty much most of the yield and test weight is made there. So I feel pretty safe there, and hopefully we can reach that by the end of September, and hopefully we can ward a frost off till then.
The sale prices for good cropland in rural America continue upward, reaching new high points in many states. Farmers National Company says the record sale prices continue to capture headlines, but there has generally been continued strength in the land market, with good cropland attracting the most attention from buyers. The upcoming months will set the trend in land prices, says Randy Dickhout, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National. Recently, good cropland in Iowa sold for above $25,000 per acre, $15,000 per acre in South Dakota, and $12,000 an acre in North Dakota. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.